What's Up Fandom Night, episode 42, Saturday, October 28th.
Fuck with everybody. Be like, hey man, can you hand me my phone? And then look down and be like, God damn,
I don't want a forever dick. I just want a forever picture.
You heard it here. He does not want a forever dick.
Yep.
He just wants a forever picture. So, I'm Reploid Bill William Bush. Welcome to the What's Up.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson. Shame a Creep Proto Guy, and I was not aware that you were recording.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. So here we are on the What's Up, back to talk about what you guys are talking about.
You ignore everything you heard in the intro.
You even said it yourself, once heard cannot be unheard.
Oh, yeah. Bill, start off. And that's what Bill's been up to.
Found it.
Okay.
Look, I'm on the comics thing, so yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. I had to talk about Generation X. That's something that happened.
Oh.
And I had to talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger. And,
Seems legit.
Justice League Action Missing the Mark. This was something I did not get to watch this, but I think you did. It's got Mark Hamill, and I didn't get a chance to actually watch it.
The comment I put down is exactly how to explain it.
What was it?
Shane might know this. Day of the Doctor, when the doctors were locked in the tower, and he's like, this is what it's like when I'm by myself.
Yep.
This is what it's like when Mark Hamill's by himself. You got the Trickster, the Joker, and Mark Hamill.
So this is like,
and he was voicing all three of them.
And the vehicle that Mark Hamill's captured in was stopped by Swamp Thing, voiced by Mark Hamill.
No way, dude! I wish I would have fucking clicked on that. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch that. I seen that it came up and was like, ah, oh, fuck!
I kind of want to watch it now.
It started out as Mark Hamill waiting for
an
Uber.
I was at work. No. I was at work. I missed it.
Then the Uber shows up. But it's the Joker, voiced by Mark Hamill. Then the Trickster gets in, voiced by Mark Hamill.
Dude, this sounds fucking sweet!
They take off!
Now I want to watch it. I have it too. I want to watch it.
Okay, yeah, that's something
and
that we can
at the end,
probably
like I said,
watch.
It was Swamp Thing.
In between the 8 other episodes we have to record today.
Oh, man, you are over exaggerating. It's only 3.
So yeah, it's like Mark Hamill.
Sorry,
to himself
8
in the
hours.
Okay.
Seth, why don't you go up, man?
Okay, so, in the main page, Bill posted that we have officially canceled Legacy of Gaming. We have recorded one, well, at the time, we had recorded one episode of Sentai, which was the Turbo Ranger movie.
Yay.
And they were in the middle of recording episode 126, which is the ladies coming on and talking about Sailor Moon. And next we're doing the What's Up, Comics Toss, and our new show, which is the Controller Pileup.
I'm gonna tell you, that show gets off to a slow start. And then they said something, storyline-wise, that I never knew. And that episode picks up pretty quick when they're like, yeah, and then one of my more favorite episodes is when Chibiusa and blah, 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 and this horse, and na-na-na, and unicorn, and I was sitting here like, do-do-do-do. Because I was a figurehead, okay? Yeah. My job was to run the board and just kind of listen, and if they were getting off course, kind of try to correct it. But I didn't know what I could do because I don't really know Sailor Moon. Then they say this thing, and I said, well, wait. She dated a horse? And they were like, yeah, but the horse becomes a person. I said, no. She dated the little girl dates a horse? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, okay.
Now we got an episode.
I was like, yeah. And then it really became a what the fuck Japan when they were talking about first love interests of the show. And they said, well, Chibi's first love interest was...
a horse.
No.
Oh.
Was Tuxedo Mask.
Her dad.
And I said, whoa, wait. Her dad? And they were like, Yeah, but at the time, she didn't know that that was her dad. I said, no, 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 no. Doesn't she come from the fucking future? And then they all, it was like they all had a revelation. They were like, she does come from the future. And I was like, so she knows her dad. And they're like, yeah. And then she goes back in time and wants to bone said dad. And the whole room just changed. Like, the whole episode changes real fast. Like, oh my God. It was like they realized something they never thought of before.
So in doing what we do best on this show normally, which is talk about dicks and fart jokes, instantly the girls were like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with the show.
I see how the incest.
I was able to call out something on their show that they... They were like, oh, no.
They were going
to
literally skip it. Pass
yeah.
it right by.
They were. Like, we get weird. Like, we notice something, and we're like, okay, wait, now we're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't do that. So they were just like, favorite episode. That is a good episode. I kind of like that episode. And then I was like, wait, she fucked a horse?
More like the horse.
Listen.
Because our show is very different. The show is very different.
Yes.
I was like, hey, wait, she fucked a horse.
We,
it's like, we're going to talk about that now.
We overanalyze everything.
Wait. A horse or unicorn?
Unicorn, okay. Yes. So it's a very special horse.
Yeah, it's majestic.
Yeah, it had a horn.
It's a majestic fucking.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. Dude, it was so it's kind of funny. That was their first taste of being on the show, actually on the show, because they were just like, yeah, Sailor Moon, blah, 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 here's some tidbits, this fact and that fact, and they were like, one of my favorite episodes is Chibiusa, blah, 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 and, Unicorn, and, blah, 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 and just went on, and I said, whoa, 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 she dated a horse, we're going to talk about that. So yes,
I finally found something to derail the show on.
I think that,
yes, because that's how we work.
That's what I was waiting
pick a
for.
Topic.
I think what you did.
Pick a topic and ruin it. That's exactly what I was waiting for them to hit something I could use.
What you did, Bill, is all you did was open their eyes. Oh, so now that every time they watch that show, they're going to be like, "What else is fucked up?"
Derailed the shit out of their show.
What you got?
Oh, fuck.
Scott?
Oh, it's my turn?
I suppose, yeah.
First up, I get this image from a Batman panel. Michael Chilson shared. It's like Bill Bush's least favorite comic panels ever. And it's Gotham Girl talking to Batman. It's like,
that's right.
Well, the main image I can see is like, well, do you like being the kind of person who says things like, it doesn't matter what I like?
Yeah, that's a rock reference.
So click on it and see why I hate it.
Okay, at the start it says, it doesn't matter what I like. Well, do you like, it doesn't matter. I'm not Batman because I like being Batman. I'm Batman because I'm Batman. Wait, what?
Because I'm Batman, Shane.
Yep.
Tom King, in all of his fucking brilliance.
Because I'm Batman.
I'm not Batman because I'm Batman. I'm Batman because I'm Batman.
This is why I don't read Batman anymore.
And somebody immediately was like, this is out of context. And I was like, no. As out of context as it is.
Tom King has crapped all over Batman.
Yes, Tom King has turned the character into the biggest walking cliche that it has ever been.
But somebody said, but at least Tom finally got Bruce and Selina right.
I'm countering that one, too.
Oh. Okay, never mind. Sadly, it won't last a year.
Yeah, I give it, if they put these two characters together, if Tom King actually puts Selina and Bruce together in a marriage, I give it less than a year. I do not see that. If Peter Parker and Mary Jane cannot be married, Batman cannot date or marry Selina Kyle. It can't happen. There's no way. Batman is meant to brood. Parker is meant to have bad luck, but If Parker can't marry, there's no way in hell that Batman can marry. There's no way.
Do I keep going, or?
I think we just do one at a time.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Okay. All right, I'm in the Jobber Wrestling corner. And the first thing that's on here is what Scott posted. It's a... from Impact Wrestling, something I don't know anything about. Impact Wrestling announced today that it has terminated its business relationship with Jeff Jarrett and Global Force Entertainment, Inc., effective immediately. I have no idea what that means, but you two do.
I was about to say, let me explain it to you. So Jeff Jarrett was a big wrestler in WCW days, right?
Okay.
Okay, after a while, he took the NWO brand.
Okay. NWA-ish.
Or the NWA brand, excuse me. Okay. And he took that and he turned that into TNA. Then TNA,
more or less,
well,
really.
Yeah, more than less, yeah. But he took TNA and he ended up selling that to, was it Universal Studios?
I know he sold it to some stupid Dixie blonde dumb bitch, but...
Yeah, basically he had originally sold it to fucking Universal Studios. So they had originally had Total Nonstop Action set inside of Universal Studios as something where if you go into the park... And you're tired of fucking walking around, you could sit the fuck down and watch some pro wrestling.
Okay.
Well, eventually, after it got the contract deal and everything, fucking this dumb bitch named Dixie fucking walks in and goes, I'm going to own part of that company. And he said, all right, we're losing money. We can't compete with WWE anymore. If you've got money to back the show, go ahead. So she threw down money to back the show. Now she's basically sole owner of that because Jarrett decided... I'm gonna make Global Force and fuck on you because you've destroyed the brand that I created.
Okay, I get that. I understand that.
And then there was like some kind of weird merger with Global Force because Impact Wrestling, which is what it became later on, started winding down.
There's so much wrestling out there. I just watch WWE.
But because of Jeff Jarrett's, I guess you could say, inner demon issues.
Yeah.
They kind of cut ties with Global
Force. Okay, okay. Okay, Bill, what do you got next?
You are smoking this pretzel hardcore. I've been watching
it. I'll make him infamous.
He holds it like a cigar. The whole time we've been in here, he's been like, he kind of puts it in his mouth, and then he knows he has to talk, so he takes it out like it's a cigar.
And then he takes a bite out of
his... takes a bite out of his pretzel cigar.
At least I'm not taking a bite out of the end and spitting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, your dog is downstairs chewing on a squeak toy.
Yeah, I know.
What's up next for you, Bill?
Oh, let's see. More Keeping Up with the X-Men, my show. You should go watch it. Talk about X-Men Gold 14. What, Shane? It's about what's up, and that's what's going on with me is X-Men, damn it.
No, I understand that. I get that. I get that. You got to promote your own stuff.
Been talking about Mojo. Is what's going on with X-Men.
I read part 1 and 2.
So good.
Mojo.
I love Mojo. I love Mojo.
Wait. I hear Mojo and I was like, and I get something completely different thrown in my head.
Mojo, we will actually run into him in the animated series.
Mojo Jojo.
Yes.
Mojo is an alternate, it's from an alternate reality.
Yes, alternate dimension thing.
Where on his planet, ratings are everything.
Yes, he actually...
He's a producer.
His entire world is obsessed with television and every single aspect that it brings.
Well,
he's a giant, fat, monstrous blob without legs. He's on like a spider walking contraption.
Oh God, I remember this dude.
Yeah, he has the thing that's connected into his spine that runs up his back.
I think he was in a few of the games too.
And he's been in a couple games. He's going to be in the animated series. And his eyes are being held open so that he never misses a second.
And he comes to Earth, and to get, because his ratings are slipping, so to get those ratings back up, he puts the X-Men blue and gold, both teams, into his game.
And if you would like to keep up with this said storyline, you can go over to Keeping Up with the X-Men. It's
and if you're not reading the X-Men, I would actually, for once, this is coming from me, read the X-Men.
What I do recently is every single book that I get my hands on from the X-Men, I've been producing a small, sometimes they're about 20 minutes long, most of the time they're about 10 minutes long, but I do a recap of what's going on in the X-Men currently. Most recently, I had to do Generation X.
Bill,
holy shit.
Bill explained some of that. That does not sound interesting.
I am very
at all.
Lost.
Which, by the way, that's actually the next post on my section, so I'll skip that.
Yep, skip that.
So,
what's your next one?
Then after that, it would end up being Scotty sharing a link of, here's a look at the canned Resident Evil TV series, a la IGN.
I tried to look at that. I honestly did. I didn't have time to read it because I was at work and I was picking parts. But when it came up, I said, oh, if it's just a movie clip, I'll let it play while I'm doing that. Now listen. And I clicked on the only thing that was a video file on there, and it just showed me like showed me Resident Evil 7 footage, and I was like, what? So I don't know if the clip had already been removed, you know what I mean, and replaced with another video by the time I got to it or what, but it was just...
After sharing it, I went into the article, I was like, click here for it, I went here, it took me to Vimeo to a David page.
Yeah, it took me to a Resident Evil 7 clip, and I was like, so if this is going to be Resident Evil 7, the series, I don't give a fuck. Bye. And I just fucking left the page. So I don't know if that link went bad, like, real fucking quick or what. But,
I don't know.
But, yeah, that article, because I was like, okay, let me see what they're going to do. Click, Resident Evil 7, I'm done. Sorry, was not my game. Do not like Resident Evil 7. Think it sucks. Love it all you want. When they went first-person shooter... And to me, it became, it seemed to detach itself from everything. I don't care that you guys see it, that it's went downhill. I don't care if you think that since Resident Evil 4, it's just got so bad, and it's an action game, and it was never an action game. Resident Evil has been a cliche action zombie outbreak series since Resident Evil 2. Two! Not fucking 4, 2! 5 didn't change the format, 2 did. The original director was fucking booted off the project because he only wanted to do a game once every 5 years. They said, fuck that, we need a game right now. So they booted his ass and got another guy in there. The next guy that took the fucking series over decided more zombies, more guns, more stuff, more crazy. You blow up an alligator's head or a crocodile. I don't know what the fucking difference. Not a fucking zoologist. But you blow one's head off with a giant fucking exploding canister. You fight thousands of fucking zombies. You have flamethrowers, laser guns, and machine guns. It's a fucking action game. And in the third game, they added dodging and shit and gave us the mercenaries mode, which is also in part two, because it's an action game. Why do we not have mercenaries in part one? Because it's a survival horror, and you don't action game that shit. There's no mercenary in part one. Or Zero. I would also give Zero survival horror status.
Yeah.
Because Zero is also one of those games that you put something down, you might need it later, you're butt fucked. In Resident Evil 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you always have more than enough ammunition to kill everything that moves. I don't know about 7.
Yeah, 7. 7, they kind of went back to it because I was watching some of the guys over at Team 4-Star play it.
Yeah.
More specifically, Lanny was playing it. But I watched them play it, and I mean, yeah, kind of went back to being more of the survival horror, but
yeah,
at
I
the
can
same
see it.
Time, I see it more as like a horror action game more.
To
like,
me, it felt like another game of Outlast. And that's not a bad game. I like that game. But when I play Resident Evil, especially now after Resident Evil Revelations 1, Revelations 2, Resident Evil 2, 3, 4,
actually,
5,
those Revelations
6.
Are going to the Switch, so.
Damn right. Yeah. Damn right. Those games are action horror genre.
Yep.
And I'm fine with that. I don't see any issue with that. If you guys liked your survival horrors and you think that Resident Evil is not for you, then move on and leave my fucking game franchise alone. Leave it alone. Don't change it to Resident Evil 7. Give me another run and gun over the shoulder. Monsters are coming. It's fucking scary. I don't have enough ammo till halfway through the game.
That's kind of why I haven't bothered with Resident Evil 7, because it's like, I saw the stuff, I saw the preview trailer demo, and I was like, no.
Now, I did play the demo, and I will say this. When I played the demo, I was like, this feels like a really cool Outlast. I was like, it's legitimately kind of creepy. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
And then, sadly, we're going to do this again. We're going to do this again. Nick ruined the game for me. I know, it's fucking mind-blowing. For some reason, Nick will get his hands on a game, and he will play the fuck out of it to the point where I don't want to play it. And this happened again. the very first night, the first night, one fucking day, the game is $70 motherfucking. He beat it 3 times in the first night that he ever fucking played it. Him and Shane sat down, beat the game in one fucking sitting. And rather than just going on to another game or being like, that was pretty cool, let's discuss it, or something like that, he immediately started a new game and beat it again, and then took it home and started another game and beat it again. He had that game beat fucking 4 times in less than fucking 2 days.
The second time was because there's a trophy, beat the game in less than 4 hours, and we did it.
The first fucking day!
Yeah.
You're done with the game. $70 fucking. Flush that shit down the toilet. In a way, I'm glad he did it for me this time, though. Because unlike Final Fantasy 13, which I seem to never be able to beat because I already know too much of the game and I don't want to go through it, that game, when he revealed that and when he kind of showed me, because I watched them play for 1.5 hours on a stream, like a share video.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, all right, I'm done. And I do not regret missing it at all. I don't feel like I missed out on anything. I really don't.
No.
There are games like Final Fantasy 13. I honestly feel like I missed out. I feel like I would have liked that game had I not seen it in surround sound vision.
Yeah.
But I saw the entire fucking game in passing.
Yep. That's not a joke. Bill would wake up to go to work. Nick would be outside, sitting out in the living room playing it. He would come home from, or no, excuse me, Shane would be out in
both
the living
of them.
Room playing it.
There was a TV here and a TV here, and they were both at different parts of the game. And every time I woke up, Final Fantasy 13. And when I got home, Final Fantasy 13. And when I went to sleep, Final Fantasy 13. But not Bill playing Final Fantasy 13. That happened like a week after I'd seen the entire game in passing. And then I got like 2 hours into the game, and I was like, man, there are no fucking surprises here. And I turned it off. And I feel like I legitimately missed out on something. To this day, I feel like I missed out on something. Fucking Resident Evil 7? I don't care. I don't care. So when I saw that link, and I thought that that's what it was they were doing a series based on 7, I was like, oh, I'm moving on.
That would be a great series. Just give them the knife and let them run around in a circle. That's all you need to beat the entire game.
I saw that. I saw that, too. That's another thing that disgusted me, is I watched this guy fucking win that fucking game with a knife while running in a circle. He ran to the left while strafing and going, cut, 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 cut. And I was like, that cannot be a boss. That cannot be a boss. It was a boss.
Yeah.
Knife, walk to left, win game.
Yep.
I'm done.
But the article itself says that it's supposed to be a series called Arclade, based on before the first video game.
So it's supposed to. So it's gonna deal with the cops that investigated the murders.
Well, it would have apparently. Yeah, like I said, it's a defunct, fucking canceled pilot.
Okay, well that kind of sucks because that probably would have been interesting. We never would have seen zombies or anything like that, but it would have been neat.
Maybe some victims with bite marks and stuff. But
that's what I mean. It would have been neat to see like a kind of CSI-esque crazy dark series where they were like, we keep finding these murder victims along the Arklay Mountains, and that would have been neat. I might have been into that.
Yeah, to me it would.
Of course, never getting the payoff of seeing the zombies or the house, that might not have been my thing. And it might have been too Smallville when they start going to the corporation and asking questions and the deal with the one rich guy or something.
Well, it's going to be about the Arklay Mountains, so there's going to be, like, Raccoon City references here and there, so...
Yeah, I mean, it probably could have worked.
Yeah. But, I got to easily skip through one thing concerning that Nick Martinez posted a Kamen Rider Igato, if I got that right.
I think it's Agito.
Agito trailer, so...
Yeah, it's a trailer for the series when it came out, I think.
But the one thing I do want to bring up is these Poke Rangers that was shared.
Oh, those pictures of, like, the Pokemon Zords.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were neat. I did see those.
Yeah, it's like a... Let's see if we can get through some of these. Wow.
Nope, no time. Moving on. Future Sheriff.
We don't exactly have video on this one, so
yeah, I know.
But yeah, it's some interesting concepts of combining the Power Rangers with different Megazords from different series, along with Mighty Morphin to Wild Force. So, yeah.
The next thing on mine is Scott posted it. It is the a few of the matches for the Survivor Series.
Yeah, some images revealed so far.
I know four matches all total.
Yeah, now there's four matches, but.
With Jinder Mahal and Brock Lesnar taking each other on, which I don't give a damn.
So you mean the man with no talent taking on the man who's steadily starting to learn what talent is?
Correct. We have the women.
Both of the fucking holders of both heavyweight belts can't fucking wrestle to save their goddamn lives.
And why the fuck they got the championships?
I understand their pain now. It's actually quite aggravating when you see people that actually have talent can't beat them because
money.
One comes out with two fucking lackeys, and they always fucking get distract you while you're like, get out of here,
oh, shit,
and then you'll turn around
again. That, like I keep saying, that has nothing to do with it. It comes down to a matter of WWE wants money.
Yeah.
Jinder Mahal may be a Canadian citizen, but his ethnicity is Indian.
Yes,
so because his parents are from India, let's get that India money. Let's give that motherfucker a title. Just like we did with Great Khali, where... That's how the man cut a promo. He couldn't speak English, and because he was a giant, he couldn't speak properly. Something had happened to him. So literally, because Great Khali is the same guy who was in fucking the remake of The Longest Yard, the prison guy. That's Great Khali. They gave that motherfucker a title when he came to the WWE.
Trying to get the India viewers. And
because they got that money.
And now because they scheduled all these live events in India with Jinder being the champion, he can't drop his belt right now.
But the team that went over wasn't SmackDown.
No.
It was Raw.
Yep.
Jinder Mahal's on SmackDown.
Right.
So they sent over the wrong brand.
Good job. The next matchup is between the women's champions of Raw and SmackDown, Alexa Bliss and Natalya.
Go Natty.
No.
Go Natty.
Alexa.
Fuck
Natalie.
That fucking Ratzler cunt doesn't know what the fuck she's doing.
She knows exactly
what she's
doing. She's
gonna lose
that
fucking
doing.
Belt to goddamn Asuka like fucking should have happened. The fucking Raw women's roster, there's only three women who know how to wrestle. The rest of them are goddamn big-tittied fucking Ratzlers.
And they know exactly what they're doing to get noticed.
Yeah. Wave their ass and fucking titties in everybody's face.
Damn!
Selling
Skippy.
T-shirts!
I'm gonna buy a t-shirt.
Fucking they might as well join the Bullet Club. The only thing you need to join Bullet Club is, can you sell merch? Yep. Congratulations. Welcome to Bullet Club.
The next matchup is between the Intercontinental Champion, The Miz, and the United States Champion, Baron Corbin. I'll go with Corbin on that one.
I'm hearing no love for this coming event, by the way.
The next one is good. Now you get the Tag Team Champions for both shows. Raw's Tag Team Champions, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, who are the newly reunited Shield, versus the Usos from SmackDown Live.
So far, that's the only one that's announced that I kind of give a shit about, because at least I know it'll be a decent match.
It's going to end in a clusterfuck. The Usos always, right. when they have a big match, the Usos always come out swinging.
Oh, yeah.
And they always give out a good performance. Those guys are real talented. Ambrose is insane, which I like him a lot.
And that's assuming that these people are still going to be the champions by the time Survivor Series
comes. Because they have it right here already... It's locked.
The only way that it wouldn't be locked is if the same shit happened that basically turned our main event of last pay-per-view into a clusterfuck. Bray Wyatt was at a fucking meet and greet and just happened to catch fucking streptococcal pneumonia.
He got meningitis. Meningitis.
So because he got meningitis, he was hanging out with his fucking brother, fucking...
Bo Dallas.
What's her name? The ring announcer.
JoJo.
And fucking somebody else. And they all ended up getting sick.
Apparently Roman.
Roman walked by. We were making a joke. Me and Spencer were making a joke about this. Roman just happened to walk by. He's like, what's up, guys? I'm sick. Can't wrestle.
On top of his steroid issues.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's why that last pay-per-view last week was a little weird. Completely clusterfucked.
Yeah, no
except
shit.
For, except for the Dream Match. But.
Oh, the Dream Match. That was, oh, that was the best dream fucking match. Jesus Christ, that
exactly.
went back and forth.
Like I said, that's the reason the entire pay-per-view got a 2.6 from me. 2.5 was for the Dream Match. 0.1 was for the rest of the show. Fuck
it
you.
It wasn't anything spectacular, trust me.
It
and
was
I,
some
I, I'm new
shit.
Into this shit. And I knew that it wasn't spectacular. But yeah, that's 4 matches on the cards. There are going to be more to come.
Well, of course, like a couple of traditional Survivor Series matchups, like Team Raw versus Team SmackDown.
5-on-5 for the women's, 5-on-5 for the men. Better team wins. And
probably a Survivor Series Cruiserweight match, but...
Nobody cares.
I honestly just completely doubt it, just from the standpoint
No offense, there's only one dude on the roster that has
Formula
the promo
409
ability.
Live.
The I one that had... Get on this thing right here, the mic, and fucking spew out a bunch of bullshit is Enzo. Everybody else gets on this and they're like... Duh,
and everybody fucking hates Enzo.
I'm here to wrestle.
I hope that's exactly
what I want
what
that title.
Like.
In most instances,
I've seen
yes.
the Kalisto fucking promo. That motherfucker was like he was talking and he was out of breath. He's like, yeah, wrestling. I'm here to wrestle. And, yeah. And I was like...
Is it that fucking
sad? Oh, it's bad.
Yes.
It's Richie sent
Holy,
it.
What
us.
Happened?
The way that they do the WWE now, you either have to be a good actor or you have to be a good wrestler. Apparently, there's no in-between. You can't be like a mediocre wrestler and kind of be decent on the mic. You're either good on the mic and suck in the ring, or you're good in the ring and you suck on the mic.
Enzo, great on
and
the
in
mic,
most cases,
sucks in the fucking ring.
Yeah, in most cases, they literally, nom, 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 suck on the mic.
Yeah, he is a voice, not a fighter. He sucks. His talent, that's why in the WWE game, he's literally the second lowest ranked in the game, and he's a champion. Scripted bullshit. Let these motherfuckers actually hit each other and see who wins. That's what they do in the UFC. I talk shit to you.
The floor.
I talk shit to you. You punch me in the face and break my nose, you win. See, you were the better man. And this, it's like, what's the script say? You have to be the better man, even though I know I can beat your ass. But go ahead and kick my ass. It's bullshit.
Go ahead.
Bill, you're up next. Oh, hold on a second. You went back to your fucking forever picture.
Damn right. I got one of those.
Your forever dick.
Oh, shit. Gonna have to charge up my phone before we do comics toss.
Oh, shit.
14%. Good thing my shit's down in my bag.
I posted an article, and I'm not gonna go through. This is a big article. And holy shit. It got a lot of conversation, too, actually. Here's the thing. I went to a comic shop. Just to break this down.
No way. A comic shop?
I'm not going to say which one it was, because I don't. You know which one it
I
was.
I know which one it is.
But the reason I'm not going to... Usually I would promote him, but here's the thing. The reason I'm not going to say it is because I had an argument with one of his customers. His customer walks in, and she just starts hardcore shitting on Wonder Woman. And normally I leave this alone.
Yeah, this one.
Normally I leave it alone, but for some reason this one bothered me. She was like... She's like, I'm tired of Wonder Woman fucking striking sexy poses and being looked down on because she's woman and blah, blah, blah. And I'm tired of all this mistreatment of females in comic books. And I was like, I couldn't help it. I was like, wait, Wonder Woman? And she was like, yeah. She was like, you don't understand because you're a guy. Because
you have a penis, so yeah. you don't know what it's like to, you know, be ogled by anyone.
Yeah, she was like, well, you're a guy, so you don't understand what it's like for women and blah, 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 in this industry and the way that we're mistreated. And I was like, Wonder Woman? Like, I couldn't get off that. I was like, you think that Wonder Woman is an ogled thing? Like, that she's not taken seriously? I was like, you do know that she's part of the Trinity. And she was like, yeah, but that's only because of necessity. And I was like, not really.
Yeah.
I was like,
if she wasn't in the Trinity, then technically the next one up would either be Flash or Aquaman.
Right. There's other characters that they could promote as hard as they promote Wonder Woman. It has nothing to do with they needed a woman in the Trinity.
Yeah.
Like, look at, here's proof of it. Look at Marvel. what is Marvel's Trinity? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. There's not a woman in it. If there's a Trinity for Marvel...
Captain America, Iron Man, Spider-Man.
I don't know. Yeah. I would argue Wolverine.
Yeah. Wolverine
sells books. He's one of their biggest, most illustrious characters.
Wolverine, Iron Man, Spider-Man. Because Spider-Man is the face of Marvel, and Iron Man is popular.
He's huge right now. He's huge. He's probably one of the most noticed faces.
And everybody likes Wolverine. Even if you don't like Wolverine, you like Wolverine.
He's probably the most used and represented character in the books. He's on like every fucking
team. And anytime you see a poster or a picture, Spider-Man's always like in the front.
He's always standing in the front. And Wolverine is too. They're the two blockbusters.
Yes.
And then you look at DC. DC's different. DC has Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman. They are the trifecta that sell the books. Are the other characters bad? By no means, no. No, but the realistic nature of it is that these are the three ones that these are the hitters. And so they're not promoting Wonder Woman just because they fucking have to. They could have put anybody in that spot, and it still would have worked. And they have other women characters that they could have forced into that zone if Wonder Woman didn't sell.
Yeah, Supergirl, Power Girl, same period.
And Supergirl's fucking huge right now. You can't tell me she couldn't, with the TV show and everything.
Yep. You also got... you want to go with some obscure fucking ladies?
But this girl kept telling me that women in comic books are nothing more than sexual entities, and I don't know what that's like, because I'm a guy, and I have a penis, and just all this stuff, and it started to bother me. I said, do you...
Which is funny, because then a Dianic was bitching about fucking Diana.
Who?
Okay, so she women, like, because you know how the manly men...
Yes.
Yeah, they're she women, womenly women.
Okay.
And they're called Dianics. And what they are is they are men need to go die. They are the root of all evil. Fucking if you have a penis, kill yourself.
Yeah, there's
fucking you're
that.
The cause of all of the blight and downfall in society. If men didn't, you know, if men weren't around, then women would survive and we'd be able to create a utopia, even though technically we both need each
other.
Well,
I told her, I said, listen, Wonder Woman is not about sex appeal and striking sexy poses. I'm not sure why you're getting that, but Wonder Woman, when you read her books, when you see her imagery, when you get that stance, Wonder Woman could wear a bikini into battle, and you wouldn't be looking at the bikini. You'd be looking at Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman demands respect on every single level. She's never taken for the fool. She's never, like, today... It's true that in the 90s, they fucking sexualized Wonder Woman. They did that. They did it to everybody. But today, Wonder Woman is a symbol. She's a power. She's never a joke. She's respected. She's the imagery that you see from Wonder Woman demands respect. She shows love. She's compassionate. She's understanding. She's powerful. She never backs down. And she's one of the trifecta members that holds the glue of the DC universe. And part of that is her being a woman and not being ashamed of the aspect. Is she super attractive? Yes. Does she gloat for it or fucking push her butt out so everybody... No, never. Now, that's not to say that Wonder Woman can't be sexy, but it's the difference in how one carries themselves.
Yeah.
Now, there are characters out there that are played for that, but I said, what is it exactly? And she says, well, none of this is... She says, you don't understand that blah, blah, and realism and this and that, and these women in comic books, they're basically made for men to ogle. And I said, hold on a minute. So it's the unfair representation of women and the way that they're drawn that bothers you? And she's like, women don't look like that. And I said, do men look like that? And she's like, that's different because the man is shown to be powerful. And I said, so is the woman. I said, if you did 1,000 sit-ups a day, you might look like that too.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
I said, you certainly would. I said, let me be honest with you real quick. I said, I don't want to battle with you, but listen to me closely and really, really don't just jump on me because I have a penis, okay? But really think about what I'm saying here. There are more cosplayers for women than there are for men, and there's a reason for this. Genetics alone, just genetics, you might look like Wonder Woman because you're a woman. Nothing more than that. You don't do 1,000 sit-ups, you don't do this, you don't do that. You were just born with the physique that says, I look like this. You can look like Jean Grey naturally. You don't even have to work out for that. You can look like the Jean Grey of today. Girls can look like that because their genetics are just like that. I cannot look like Superman. I cannot look like Wolverine. I cannot look like Beast. I can't even look like fucking Morph. They're all fucking permaflexed.
Yeah.
In order for me, genetics alone cannot do me a 100% authentic cosplay. I can't pull it off. I have to do a million fucking sit-ups, a million fucking push-ups. I have to pump the iron and give myself 2-3 hours a day to start moving in that direction. Look at fucking Iceman. I can't even look like Iceman without actually working out to get there. And this is how men are presented in the books. And you want to tell me that women are the only ones that strike the fucking sexy pose? You know why he had chest hair in the 80s? Because that was sexy at the time. You know why he's fucking Manscaped now? Because it's not anymore. Hairy dude is not accepted the same way that he was when we were in the 70s and 80s. 70s and 80s, hairy dude, that's a sexy dude. Fucking 2000, 2010, hairy dude, he's a hairy dude.
Yep.
Manscaping and waxing and all that shit came in for guys just like it did for women. The vanity is real, people. It's on both fucking sides.
Yep.
And I posted a big article and even showcased some pictures that showed that men in comics, just as much as women, are often seen naked and shit like that. Like, okay, you want to talk about equality and things like that? Equality is the equalness between man and woman. Same.
Yep.
So why is it when Wolverine broke out of the establishment, he was naked with his dong hanging in the winter? Sure, shadows covered it up, but he was naked as shit.
Yep.
Now, when Laura,
frostbite on his balls.
When Laura Kinney was captured and put back into the Weapon X program, she got a sports bra and a bikini bottom. Why? Why wasn't she treated with the same fucking indignity as Wolverine? His dong can flap around in the glass tube, but she can't?
Yep.
And then it's weird because there are some characters that get this equality base, and then they're looked at as sexual. Like, when they captured in the Weapon X, in that book, they capture Lady Deathstrike, and they throw her in a tube, and she's stark-ass, butt-ass naked. The only thing that keeps you from seeing stuff is some bubbles.
Yep.
Because they were just like, she's not a fucking person, she's a piece of meat, throw her in a tube. That's how they treated Wolverine, it's how they treat Lady Deathstrike, they're the same. You put Laura in that situation, and since Laura's trying to cater to women and get the look how much we respect you shit, it's not the same, it's not equal. She was given underwear. Wolverine didn't get no underwear. His naked butt cheeks flapping in the wind.
Again, he got frostbite from the waist down.
Right. It's not the same fucking thing. There is a difference in the way men and women are treated in comic books, and I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. And if everything was 100% equal, then there would be huge differences. And Wonder Woman is one of those people that I respect because of the equality. When a man takes a punch in the face, he takes a punch in the motherfucking face. When other women, like Supergirl and whatnot, take hits in the face, by the end of the book, they're like, oh, fucking, I'm my pretty swimsuit model figure with my fucking flowing Pert Plus hair. Mm-hmm. Not Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman has been beat in the comics to bloody pulps.
Yep.
She has suffered relentlessly. She's had her eyes taken. Wonder Woman suffers real damage from the battles she's in. She is an icon worth representing. Where some of these other people, like Supergirl, where they're still playing it safe, and Supergirl will take punches in the face and she still looks like a supermodel, that's not the same thing.
Yeah.
When a dude exits his big, great fight, he's all torn the fuck up. When Wonder Woman exits her fight, she's all torn the fuck up. When supermodel-esque presentation some girl over here exits the fight, she's still a supermodel. So if you're going to point fingers over there. Don't attack Wonder Woman. And that's not just my love for the character. That's a legitimate statement. If you're going to claim the mistreatment of characters across the board, Wonder Woman was the easiest person that you had to attack.
Yep.
You wanted to spread your agenda, so you attacked a person who you know nothing about. And at the same time, What character do you think she was buying? Laura Kinney, All New Wolverine. That's the book that was in her hands that she was leaving with. Not treated the same. Pandered.
Yep.
To be the tough female icon of women. A cool character, yes. But I can give you the details that Laura, when she walks away from a fight, she still looks like a supermodel.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah, but at the same time, the other problem also comes down to a matter of most people also believe that feminism is pandering to women to make them seem like they're more equal, when really what that pandering does is that makes them a little bit better than equal.
And feminism is not representing women in a higher regard. It's supposed to be the equality.
Yeah,
and if you're shooting for equal, then both Laura Kinney and Wolverine, Logan, should have ran around the wilderness with their dong sticking out. Probably not Laura, because I'm hoping she doesn't have a dong. But you get the same.
Or
same
both
treatment.
Of them have some kind of... They would have just put some kind of, like, boxers or underwear on Wolverine.
Yeah,
or some
but he
kind
didn't.
Of cloth that could have fucking been pulled off the cloth.
He was naked.
Around.
And you can't tell me that their situations are different because Laura was recaptured by a Weapon X program, given the trigger scent, and dropped on an establishment wearing, like, boy shorts and a sports bra. When Wolverine was sent into a zone, he was naked. Wolverine escaped the fucking tube naked.
Yep.
Laura escaped the tube in underwear. There's a difference.
Yeah.
And it's not just a difference like, well, they didn't want her running around naked in a comic book because, well, I'm going to tell you something right now. They could have covered it up. There could have been shadows or fucking trees or conveniently placed items. It's not like we haven't done that a billion times. But they were treated differently. They were treated differently because the establishment sometimes is afraid to treat them equal. They will beat the shit out of a man. They won't do it to a woman. And it's not the respect of don't hit women. Look, Power Girl can take your fucking punches. But at the end of the day, when Power Girl walks away from a fight, she still looks like a supermodel.
Yep.
Wonder Woman doesn't. Wonder Woman takes damage. Wonder Woman is in the fray as hard as any man. She is the representation of feminism. She is fair treatment. She's in there giving everything she's got and taking everything the boys do. And she's never backing down.
Yep.
So
hell, she puts the boys at, in their place sometimes.
Yeah. She that's the reason this really got to me, is that when she walked into the shop, the first thing she did was she had an agenda, and that was to talk about the misrepresentation of women in comic books, and the person she chose to attack was Diana. And I took an offense to that because I was like, do you even know the character? Like, have you read her ever? Because I'm thinking you haven't.
Yeah.
What did you got on yours?
So the next thing that I had was a keeping up with the X-Men, and apparently Scotty shared some news about Injustice 2, but we're going to skip all that bullshit to get to actual people.
The Injustice 2 was just a character dropping, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Hellboy's been introduced.
But Nick Martinez shared a link about the Power Rangers Hyperforce opening being revealed.
It's like isn't that for like an RP thing?
No fucking clue. Let me hit the button.
Because I know it was shared on something else, with it being like an RP event or something.
Apparently that was some sort of temporary page. Okay, there we go. No, it is quite literally, here's the opening sequence for the first licensed Power Rangers. Yep, it's for the tabletop RPG streaming that's coming to Twitch.
So I've heard about this. I've heard about this. I didn't know what it was.
Common.
I've seen it.
A new tabletop?
Yeah. Apparently it's a new D&D fucking homebrew of Power Rangers.
Hyperforce?
Hyperforce, yes.
That might be interesting.
If it's an RP board like D&D, that would be interesting.
Is it just like D&D, or are we going like HeroClix type of...
You would fucking...
Or maybe miniatures or something?
Setting of the RPG takes place in the year 3016 at the Time Force Academy. Team of Time Force Ranger cadets must band together to defeat an ancient evil who is set on unraveling the very fabric of the universe.
Came from Earth.
Everything comes from Earth.
Everything comes from Earth.
Even if this guy came from the stars, he came
set
from
to premiere on October the 24th. So that's already passed. We'll run from 6 to 9 on Twitch. which I got to double check that because more than likely, I'm sorry, you're interfering with an actual D&D game that I want to fucking watch.
Damn.
Let's see here. Under the leadership of their mentor Jen, the show's game master. These new rangers will cross both time and space to complete missions, blah, blah, blah.
So we have no idea how this plays.
Nah.
So, yeah, it'd just be a matter of...
Yeah.
That just happened.
Let's see.
You just heard Hyperform!
No shit.
Yeah, I'm watching their stupid fucking commercial here. Come on, show me the fucking
shit.
So,
like, if this is like D&D, this would be quite interesting. You could, like, make your own ranger... out of the cadets, or you be, or you're one of the cadets, and you play out.
So far,
story.
Nobody's shown me jack or shit about this. So the only thing I could think of is they're playing it in fucking Roll 20 off of Twitch.
That'd be fine. I've considered it myself. Actually, I almost built an engine off 20 to kind of make our own Rangers thing, but it's really complicated. Like once you get into like how to handle Zords and stuff like that, and giants and.
Which is why we started doing the Star Trek, and then three or four of the members fucking stopped coming around.
Yeah. Oh, well.
They dead. We move on.
Where are we?
Scotty.
Yeah, I got some Kamen Rider trailer, but after that, it's Devon Ad... Last name there?
Akinsanya.
Akinsanya.
I think. Many much apologies, so if I fucked that up.
But, let me click on continue reading the whole thing. Since he got a longest thing.
Oh, I think I know what you're about to do.
Yeah, after listening to the Zio review, part 3, Bill brought up something that I find interesting. The Machine Empire cannot be killed, destroyed. Defeated?
Defeated?
Yeah.
But never actually completely annihilated, until he mentions something.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, too.
It's been a while since I've watched Zio, or most importantly in space because of Z-Wave, but was the Machine Empire ever destroyed or reformed thanks to Z-Wave?
That's a question.
I vaguely remember seeing them at the beginning banquet during episode 1 in space, but can't
fully
recall. And
then some of their cogs and shit like that were being used during the big invasion at the end, but it's been a while since I've seen it. Did the Z-Wave annihilate the Robot Empire?
Because I thought there was like some of it left over for Forever Red to help them with that.
There were cogs in Forever Red. If there's cogs in Forever Red, then the Machine Empire survived the Z-Wave.
Yeah, because the ones in Forever Red that were digging up Serpentera were what was ever left of the Machine Empire.
But that means the Machine Empire survived the Z-Wave.
I was going to say, what empire was it that came in on the Mega Force, Super Mega Force?
That is an entirely different... that's not the Machine Empire.
It's not the Machine
Empire. They would have annihilated the Machine Empire.
But he says, if not, could they bring them back in the series if they wanted to, outside of stock footage reasons?
They probably could. You know, if some of them survived, and the idea behind them, the reason they don't get defeated is because you would have to defeat every single machine, I'll bet you there's something in the AI program that says, if in case of this... do this, and if their masters are defeated or destroyed, someone rebuilds them. I don't know who, but somebody does. Maybe the cogs actually have a thing that they follow, that there might be a production facility somewhere in the universe that is currently or has already rebuilt King Mondo and is now pumping out cogs.
It's Billy. Billy's doing it because they blew up his boat.
No, but really.
I'm just joking on that.
Outside
part
of stock footage reasons, is there a season that could have brought them back even if they were upgraded to look different?
There's multiple series that you could run.
The reason I'm going to say no is because if the cogs still exist, the Machine Empire still exists, and they still look the same.
Yeah.
We just haven't seen them. But that means they're somewhere rebuilding.
Yeah, it's
because they're
true.
Not gone. Shut up, phone. I'm going to slap
you. Silent. What? Silent that thing.
I can't. It's my alarm.
Yeah,
to
it's
go
his
to work.
Alarm to wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
Go to work then.
Can't. It's the weekend. It's Sunday for him.
Yeah.
But,
it's my Sunday.
There was another comment further down from Josh Turnbull talking about the banquet scene and how in Forever Red revealed that the whole Machine Empire wasn't destroyed, just Mondo, Machina, Sprocket, Plank, Orbis.
And they were in the process of being rebuilt because they were looking all jankety, yeah. But they were there.
I mean, he puts down not really. I mean, I suppose that either RPM or Super Megavorce could have brought them back since Vendrix had a robot army.
Ooh, RPM was the end of the world and, where the machines took over the world.
And the Armada had all robots.
That's very true.
Yeah,
and they could
true.
Could they be some sort of could they be commanded another arm?
However, because of what Power Rangers is, they can't do seasons with too much continuity to pass seasons because of the show's high viewership turnover. I mean, a kid watching it today might decide that he or she is too old to watch it after a certain season.
That does
over.
Happen. No, that's legitimate.
And that is true, but not for me.
We might have went back. But even we reached a point.
I left
said,
it.
I'm yes.
I left it.
And we all left it and all came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of, he is right. In a way, there's going to come a point when people leave it. And then if they come back, they do. If they don't, a lot of people never do.
Dude, yeah. RPM would have been a perfect time to bring him back because of how it's very robotic influence, because there's only one city left for humans. The robots took over the world. We're literally a dying fucking breed.
If the robots took over the world, it could have been the Machine Empire.
It's a different thing. It's actually, I think it's a virus. A virus attacked the spread throughout the planet.
But
I have
Scott,
to rewatch it. But
Scott, they couldn't come back because they didn't come from Earth.
True. They had to come from Earth.
Yeah, they got to come from the Earth.
The Machine Empire did not come from Earth. They came from a different part of the galaxy, so that's why they can't come back. You have to be from Earth. Everything is from fucking Earth. My turn.
All the problems.
To reference,
come
see
from
the new
Earth.
Super Sentais.
What about Zed?
He's not from Earth. He came from a different place.
Yeah,
but that didn't stop his off.
His offspring.
Yeah,
offspring.
Let's not talk about that. The thing.
Which is, but anyway, I was going to say something, but yeah, we're moving on.
Woo! My turn.
Moving on.
Neil Johnson posted on the Jabba Wrestling Corner.
He has our last conversation for the episode.
This one's real short because it was the thing we talked about earlier.
Yep.
Who saw Kurt Angle return to the ring? Anybody who watched the pay-per-view did.
Yep.
There were rumors about it last week because of the viral outbreak.
Stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
Kurt Angle was not, I heard the rumor was he was not supposed to make his return till WrestleMania. He hasn't been in a WWE ring in 11 years.
Yeah, as far as I know, he should have.
And then
have
he
still
pulled the work
training.
Of, oh God, my neck, oh God, oh God, and they fucking walked.
Yeah,
it
was weird because they needed.
For anybody who wants to know about that, definitely check out the
Jabba Wrestling Corner. Where Scott,
as soon as Scotty fucking gets me the audio file so I can update it.
Where Scott and Seth will tell you everything you need to know about wrestling.
We would have Shane on, but
Shane already knows too much.
Punk bitch.
I've already learned so much in my short time.
Actually, we want to bring this up. Shane.
Yes.
Invitation.
Okay.
Me and Seth come to your place on one Saturday night coming up, and we can do a three-person thing for War Games.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
I need to catch up on my NXT. I am behind.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
We're not talking about that. It's an NXT pay-per-view.
Damn it.
It's based off an old WCW
I
event,
which was based off that movie.
Let me.
Which is based off that movie. Kid plays an arcade game.
Yeah.
These people are punching each other in the ring. I think that's different.
No, this is
no,
exactly
it's not.
The same.
No,
kid
it's
plays,
not the same shit.
Kid plays an arcade game, but he's actually being trained to counteract nuclear attacks.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't have a problem with that. I need to catch up on NXT before that.
Yeah, but it's Saturday.
Not much. It's not until November.
It's
like
a Saturday before Survivor Series.
That's fine.
Shit, like with all the pay-per-views, that's all I watch.
As long as we're not recording or filming. Yeah,
no, it's in
not...
between.
Oh, yeah. That's fine then.
It's a week in between.
I don't have a problem with that. You guys can come over,
right.
And I'll drop some knowledge on you real quick. Not on NXT.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You guys beat me on that one.
You best slow your roll, motherfucker. I got some NGW fucking... ROH, fucking New Japan, fucking...
He's got all that stuff. I don't have any of that shit.
Plus,
I
got all the old stuff.
Yeah, so your ass will be TKO'd when it comes down
to the indie. I only know WWE!
Yeah, so when it comes down to the indie, your ass is schooled.
All I know. I don't know anything else. They got me.
All right.
But that's the show. That's what's up, everybody. Have fun and come back next time.
Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.